Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue today to look at the teaching of the beloved apostle, St. John. We're given at Mass each day this week, and last week we did as well, excerpts from his first letter. I encourage you to read the whole letter. It's not very long. It's not difficult to understand. I mean, certainly there's some elements there, but just get a good commentary. I like the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the New Testament, Catholic Edition, RSV. There's a lot of good footnotes in there that can bring clarity to some of the difficult questions that are you might run into, something that may not be immediately understood. But I want you also, as you take up the Word of God, always remember that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and the Holy Spirit is the author of this book. And it's the Holy Spirit's mission to help you grasp the revelation of Jesus, to help you understand who Jesus is, and to give you an affection for the Lord, an affection for our Father. And as you fall in love with Christ, as you follow Jesus, and as Jesus disciples you through the Holy Spirit, as he leads you, informs you, because he's 100% committed to that. He's committed to bringing you home to the Father. He's in your corner. And I think one of the things we need to do is to, as Catholics, as Christians, is to just live in that and accept that, receive it, believe it, because there's so much in us that moves in the opposite direction, both within ourselves, like, oh, I'm not worthy, and he's probably not pleased with me, and I fail too much, and I'm not that good, and all that kind of stuff that can happen. And then the lies of the enemy, the enemy just builds on that. And then he pours condemnation on us. He tries to get us discouraged. He tries to get us to give up, give in, to quit, to walk away, and to somehow just live as if at the end of the day, you might be the exception, that God just isn't too pleased with you. That is a fundamental lie, which John is trying to teach us to come to understand. God is love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is merciful. Love is tender. Love is strong. Love is consistent. It's every day. It's all day, 24/7. This is God. You know, the whole idea of love, it comes from the reality of God who is love. And so what the Holy Spirit wants to do as you read the Word of God is to heal you, not just to inform you and to inspire you, but to heal you, to heal your mind, to heal your spirit. Because we all battle with the effects of living in a fallen world, of being fallen ourselves, the effects of things that maybe have happened to us in our life growing up, things that cause us to fear, to be filled with self-hatred, self-loathing, self-condemnation, isolation, feeling like we're unlovable, you name it. There's a lot of that out there. And what the devil wants to do is circle you. Where's that weakness? Where's that vulnerability? And then he wants to deploy his demons, basically, to lie to you, to get you to believe a lie. Not only to believe the lie, to think you are the lie, that to think you are no good, or to think that you are an orphan, or something like that, some lie like that, that will cripple you and set you outside the kingdom of God, to set you outside the flow of the work of the Holy Spirit, who every day wants to come and help you love, to help you receive God's love, to believe in God's love, and to communicate that. The whole journey as a disciple is to be on a daily basis through the work and the grace of the Spirit, through the help of the teaching of the church and Scripture, and the rest is to become more like Jesus, not just in our capacity to fulfill certain commandments or check off the to-do list, the spiritual to-do list. Some of those things are really important, but what the Lord's really after is not just external conformity, but the internal transformation of your very heart and being, because you're being transformed into the person, the being, the child you were meant to be. Nothing can stop that from happening except you. Right? If you just say, no, I don't want it, I'm going to walk away from it. But if you get up every day, no matter how many times you fall, no matter how much weakness you're up against, you're battling, Jesus doesn't measure you in comparison to other people. He knows exactly who you are. He knows the stuff you're made of. He knows the road that you've traveled. He knows what you've done and what's been done to you. He knows the struggle and what is the overall sort of package you're dealing with in your life as you try to respond to him. And he's concerned about not you being like someone else. He's concerned that you're making the efforts daily with your heart, with your will, with your mind, and with your strength to love him. And when you fail to love, to get back up, repent, and just keep going, he's going to form you day by day, step by step. He's going to heal you from the inside out. And he's going to give you a capacity to believe that God is your father. That's probably the greatest healing that's needed. And that he's trustworthy, and that he loves you profoundly, and that his gaze toward you is one of tenderness and compassion. And he's not standing there as a judge with his arm folded, shaking his head, being disappointed in you. That is not God. So today's reading, I'm gonna touch on yesterday's a little bit because I got behind on that discernment program I did yesterday. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs, I'd encourage you to do that. Go to our website at renewalministries.net or go to Ave Maria Radio. You could download the app, either Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app. You can listen to the shows anytime you want because in some parts of the country, the show's on very early in the morning. So let's just look at yesterday's reading. Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Why should we love one another? Why should we respond to that commandment, love your neighbor as yourself? Because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that he might have life through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. I just love John's clarity, the beloved apostle. And of course, who knew Jesus better than John? And more than ever, John is clear that the love of the Father is revealed perfectly in the person of Jesus. Remember one of the apostles at Philip or somebody asked Jesus, show us the Father. And Jesus was one of those moments where he seemed a little frustrated and said, you know, how much longer should I be with you? I think that was part of what he said. And he said, you know, don't you know to see me is to see the Father? And here's God the Father's plan for salvation. Not only did he give us commandments on two tablets of stone, 10 commandments that he gave to his people that he was forming. Not only did he give them prophets, teachers to guide them, but everything in the history of the people of Israel and God's gradual revelation, moving to the fullness of time when he would open up, just draw back the whole curtain and he would show us who he is. He would reveal his mystery. As Paul would say, the mystery that was hidden for ages, but is now revealed in Christ, the mystery of God. Where can we find on this planet the mystery? Where can we touch the mystery of the true God? It's in the person of Jesus. What John is telling us and what he knows, you remember what he said at the beginning of the letter? What we've seen, what we've heard, what we've touched, what we know, we declare to you that the eternal life that was with God the Father has appeared to us. We've seen it, we've touched it, and it's in a person, Jesus, and we beheld his glory. We saw the magnificence of his glory in the way he lived his life and the power that went out from him. But ultimately in the resurrection, in his resurrection from the dead, in his ascension to the right hand of the Father, and then he promised us he'd pour out his Holy Spirit. And John and the apostles are like, we're here to tell you, it happened. And it's changed everything. And now he's come to dwell in us as in a temple through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in us. And now we know, John says, that God is love. And what's the nature of God's love? It's not Hollywood love. It's not, you know, the way the world talks about love. Love has been communicated to the world perfectly. And that communication has come through the person of his Son. God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Just that line, friends, is worth chewing on all day. What does that mean? Father, help me understand your heart. Help me make sure, help me, Holy Spirit, to see the Son, the Father's beloved, and all that he wants to reveal through Jesus for us. This is what it means that he's the light of the world. The world can't see God the way God wants to be seen, the way he's helping us see him. The world's power, the world is fallen. There's, in the midst of this good creation, there's darkness. I mean, if you ever doubt it, just turn on the television and watch, you know, the news reports at the end of the day, or turn on, you know, the kind of, you know, the political battles that are going on in Washington, D.C., and just see how much human beings, again and again and again, we just keep getting trapped in deception and lies and anger and, dishonesty and you name it. It's there. It's there in every generation because humanity's fallen. And then we're consumed, our minds are darkened, and we don't have the capacity without God's help to grasp God's true nature. And that reality, that truth, is light that comes to us who are in darkness. And that light is the person of Jesus. And he says, God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. That's such an important line. Why did he come? So that we could have life. What does he mean? That we could just have a more buoyant life, we could just kind of get more out of life here on earth and just be happier and kind of get along with everybody better? What's he referring to? No, it's back to that life that John the Apostle first spoke about at the beginning of the letter. The eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. You see, this is what we all need. We need a new life. We need a life, the life that's in Jesus, the life that was stronger than death, that passed through death and brought with him in his human flesh, brought humanity into existence beyond death, into eternal existence, into God's reality. Only Jesus can do that. And it doesn't come, friends, from following a set of laws and following a set of wise teachings. Those things can help. But it's only Jesus that passed from death to life and brought in his person, humanity, fallen humanity with him. And now he's the second Adam. And he has the power to give this life. Jesus himself said, this Christ life, this eternal life, this God life, to anyone who will receive it. He finally, it says, John here says, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. That means Jesus came to put away sin, to deal with the sin problem. That's why all the enlightenment stuff that people talk about, enlightenment and knowledge doesn't put away sin. The blood of Jesus puts away sin. And we get united to that blood, to that act of God's love in baptism. That's why the apostles preached it. That's what the church exists to do. He sent his Son to deal with the sin problem because he loved us. God first loved us. Loving God is God's idea. He wants us to come into the filial, childlike relationship Jesus has with his Father. We're given it in the person of Jesus. What a gift. Have a blessed day, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.